We are joined by a very special guest, Dontavion Wicks, sophomore receiver. Thank you for joining the Hill Podcast, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got a lot of questions today, some from me, some from the listeners. We'll start right off with this question from Dan, New York Wahoo 33. He wants to know, what made you choose UVA and what really stood out in the recruiting process?
Choosing UVA was an easy one because I felt overlooked. Mm-hmm. So UVA was like my biggest school. And when I came here, I just felt like it was home. Like, the coaches, Coach Higgins, Coach Brumfield, yep. Like, they always came down to Louisiana, come and check on me. So I felt like it was a family thing.
That's awesome, man. And I know Coach Arsement, I read an article where he said when they found you, they were like, oh, my gosh, they knew you were going to blow up, and they were worried that after they offered you, like, other Power 5 schools would begin to catch on. And I just wanted – that was actually one of my questions. What was it like being slept on, and did you know you were a dog from the beginning, basically?
I didn't really start playing football high to 11th grade. So my 11th grade year, I started playing receiver. My high school coach moved me to receiver, like the third game. And that's when I knew, like, I could play receiver and I can go further to the next level to play college football. But I didn't know where my potential was at yet. And now I do.
Yeah, man, we've already seen that potential on the field last year with you breaking out in that Liberty game. That baby Tebow to Dontavion Wicks connection, we got a sneak preview. Yeah. That's another question we got from one of the listeners. Basically, he wants to know, JMutter31, he wants to know, how's the connection between you and baby Tebow?
We always working. It's going to be fun this season to watch us. I feel like all we got to do is work on what we prepared to do and do the same thing we always work on. So I feel like we're going to be nice this year. We're going to wake up all the sleepers.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And a question from Simple, who he wants to know, what do you think of the quarterback and the wide receiver depth right now?
I feel like we all we need. Mm-hmm. We all we got and we all we need. So at quarterback, I feel like Brennan is at the great position for that spot. I think Ira can step up. Lindo can step up. Mm-hmm. At receiver, we have Billy Kemp. Billy is a nice receiver. TK. Jana. We have Dorian. So we have what we need, and I think we just mostly slept on. So I feel like we're going to be the ones to wake up everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I might be a little biased, but I personally think it's one of the top five, easily maybe top three, top two receiver rooms in the entire ACC. Like you just said, you just rattled off all those names. All those guys, including you still, I think a little bit, are all still so underrated. And like you just said, like this year is probably going to wake up a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure.
But we got another question from Big Time, who he wants to know what your favorite route is.
My favorite route is, I have two. Probably it would be the post and the fade.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
The 8 and 9. But who's from Ike the Professor, he wants to know, who's the best DB you've ever gone against, whether that could be high school, camps, or college?
High school. I would say in college, mm-hmm. It would be Paris from Pitt.
Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an NFL guy.
Yeah, I think he was the best that I've seen so far this year, last season.
All right, and another question from Big Time, who he wants to know, is there somebody in that receiver room that helps you raise your game and really, like, pushes you?
Terrell Jenner, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think he is probably one of the best leaders. He probably the best leader on the team. Like,
wow.
With his vocals, like he talk a lot. So him talking, like, push you even when he tired. Like, he gonna do something to help and, like, boost your confidence. to get better. So him being with him and like working out with him, that boosts me to be better than I am every day.
Huh. And we put out a little thing on Twitter asking people if they had any questions for you. And from Firefighter Brahus, it's not a question, it's more of a statement. Yeah. He just said, Wicks is going places, and I predict an early and often pass volume. And basically the question I get out of that is, are you ready to be a WR1? And are you going to, I mean, you're going to thrive in that role, but are you looking forward to it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I never back down. I'm always looking forward to competition.
That's what's up. And then one more question from the listeners from Wahoo Wah UVA Love. She asks, what are your personal goals for the upcoming season? And she's curious about your views on balancing the sports and the academic standards at UVA, which we know can be so rigorous.
For football, my goals are basically waking everybody up, like being the number one receiver, being, like becoming the best in my class. I know it's hard, but it will happen. And academics, being on the honor roll, 3.0 above, just turning in everything on time. So.
And then one more question actually from Simple Who. He wants to know what you think about, I don't know if you're keeping an eye on the income recruiting class, but I know you've already met some of the early enrollees. So what do you think about some of those early enrollees? And if you know anything about the recruiting class, what do you think about some of those guys?
With the early enrollees, I got real cool with them. One of them from New Orleans, Louisiana. So we like.
Oh, Donovan Johnson.
Yeah, Donovan. He like basically shared blood because we from the same state. So I feel like he a cool person. He gonna be good. Ira.
Oh yeah.
I feel like Ira have potential. Ira, I think he had potential.
Oh, yeah.
Josh. I didn't really see too much from Josh yet because he haven't been working out with us much because he work out with the big skills. So, yeah. But the incoming for the summer, I think, I don't know his name, Demius, the fast receiver that we supposed to have coming from Tennessee, I think.
I don't even know if that's been leaked yet. I'm not sure.
I think he would be a great fit for us. Probably have a potential year just like I did last year, but he would be a good receiver.
Are you talking about? You're not talking about Dorian Goddard, are you?
Nah, it's a incoming first year like this summer.
Oh, I should know this. I know it's probably on the tip of my tongue. Check it one second.
I think it's Demius, something like that.
Well, we got another question. Well, what's the coolest stadium you've played in so far?
I would have to say Scott, but
yeah, home and away.
Home is Scott, but away it would be the Hard Rock Stadium, Miami.
Oh, yeah. And I think I know who you're talking about. Demeek Starlin?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, yeah. He's fast.
Yeah.
But also, what are your thoughts on, what games do you have circled on the upcoming schedule?
The games I have circled on my schedule is Georgia first. Clemson. Not overlooking UConn and VMI, but.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I feel like this the games that will set me to where I want to be. Georgia, Clemson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one this year.
Yeah,
that's going to be for
V-Tech and Louisville.
That's what's up. That North
Carolina. And even Miami. I feel like Miami has some good DBs, so they will be competition.
Miami always got athletes.
Yeah.
But I feel like that UNC game in the past year has just been kind of not a sleeper, but they've been like
– battle.
Yeah, yeah. But this year, I mean, I feel like, honestly, I think that UVA at UNC game, early in the season. I feel like that could decide the winner of the Coastal.
Yeah, it will. We will.
And how's the transition from Louisiana to Virginia been?
Well, I would say easy because Virginia is so much quieter. And, like, the people, they have way more, like, sources here, like, resource. Like, so much help. People willing to help. So I would say it was easy.
Huh. And what's the biggest similarity between Louisiana and Virginia?
I feel like bipolar weather, the weather.
Yeah, what's the biggest difference and the biggest similarity?
I would say both the weather. Because, like, sometimes in Louisiana, it's hot. Then it'll be cold a day. Then it's back hot for a week. And down here, it's, like, cold. Then it's hot. Then it's cold in the same day.
Yeah. What's your favorite moment of the past season, the entire season?
I would say the touchdown, but really – it would be Virginia Tech after the win against Virginia Tech. That's what's up. I just celebrating with my teammates and my coaches after the feeling, like, even though I wasn't really here to feel like what they've been through with the losses. I felt like family when we beat them.
Yeah, that's awesome. But what's your favorite home game and your favorite away game from this past season?
My favorite home game would be Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
My favorite home game would be Virginia Tech. Away, the Florida game. Even though we lost, it was like a great experience. It was like a learning lesson for me because I was able to watch what I would be experiencing this year and watch what I would have to do, like, this how I would have to step up. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, from the fans' perspective, that Orange Bowl was actually a good game too, because it was like everybody was underestimating us. They had to spread it like 2 touchdowns. They were giving all this talk on Florida.
Yeah.
And we came out there, we matched them fist for fist, punch for punch, and they you can make the argument, this may be a little bit biased, but they only won that game because of them going down with the little questionable injuries at the end there.
Yeah, so.
But, it's good to see us be able to run with the SEC big dogs, because, you know, Georgia, they're going to be underestimating us in the same way with that Georgia game. But I wouldn't be surprised if we take it to Georgia, too.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
All right, and what's a sleeper on the team we should keep an eye out for?
I would say I have one on offense and one on defense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I would say my roommate, Mike Hollins. Oh, I have two on offense. Mike Hollins and Dorian. Dorian got it.
Mm-hmm.
Defense, I would say. Who would I say? Joe White. Joseph White.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, safety. Yeah, I feel like he can play. Like, he can step up to the plate and play just like everyone else, are better.
Oh, yeah. No, the fans definitely got an eye on all three of those dudes as well. Ever since they came in, all three of them, we all know what they can do.
Yeah.
But would you rather take a jet sweep to the house, catch a Hail Mary, or score on a 99-yard screen with some jukes mixed in?
Got to be the screen.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Got to be the screen, only because I'm catching it and – you know, doing what I do best.
Yeah, that's what's up. And this last question right here, and then we're going to wrap it up. It's from RVA, who my co-host, I'm sure you've heard of him. He says he's been watching your IG stories and the work you're putting in, and he knows it's going to pay off. These are his words. He says, "You don't need me to tell you that, but I'm going to tell you anyway. From the huncho to you, I want you to know what has helped build confidence in your ability as a college football player to think before the snap." Yeah. I got this. Was it a certain game or practice moment or it could have been you hit a greasy move on an unnamed subject at practice.
Wait, can you repeat that?
He basically wants to know, what was the moment where it was like you knew you were going to be a college football player and you knew you had it? He wants to know if it was like a certain game or practice moment, or was it when you hit a greasy move on an unnamed subject at practice?
I would say my senior spring game. I had like, what, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Yeah. My spring game, I didn't know that I would be where I'm at now. I just thought I would be playing just for fun. Just to get like small colleges. Just to go play football, just to say I played. But
yeah,
once that game went on, like it had a number of coaches out like watching. And when I did what I did, like I went to my phone after, and it was just like a lot of Twitter notifications. Like I think I received like 6 offers after that one game. And as the season went on, like I started getting like Tulane and Memphis. Well, they came after UVA, so. UVA, well, I was talking to them a lot, but they came, like, with it. They pulled the trigger after UVA, so I didn't really post what they gave me because I felt like it was fake. But, yeah.
I feel like
that's the moment I feel like I can play at the next level. I can do some things at the next level as long as I work and get better.
Yeah, man, like you said, like you said about the fakeness, I just, like, I brought that article up earlier. It was funny. I don't know if you read that article, but reading about the staff, the first time they saw your tape, and they were just like, oh my gosh, how does this guy not have more offers right now? Like, why is he so lowly rated? Like, what is going on here? They knew they had a sleeper.
Yeah, I thank Jordan for what he done, because, yeah, I don't know. I would be like UL or something, because with all the fake, because if he wouldn't like pull the trigger and told me that I can be here and play, I wouldn't be here. And I feel like he's one of the best recruiters now, upcoming best recruiters just all over, not just in Virginia. Like, he go out and recruit everybody. I don't know what he do, but yeah, you got it.
Yeah, no, I just remember you going from a 2-star to a 4-star in like a week. But, yeah, no, I mean, that wraps up the interview, man. I mean, thank you for your time. I mean, genuinely, from the heart, we all know you're about to be a 1,000-yard receiver. We all know you're about to put on, for real.
Yeah.
The talent is clearly evident. Just excited to watch you work, excited to watch you lead this offense, basically. Probably step up into Hasis's role, become the next Hasis Dubois, maybe even better. I don't know.
Gotta be better.
I mean, man, we're really, truly all excited for you and this fan base, man. We're excited.
Appreciate y'all.
Yep. Take it easy.